Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yeah. Yay! Boy, I'll tell you what, we have a really hot show for you. We are dishing up so much celebrity and entertainment news. We, of course, can't get to anything until we say what's up to... Oh, my goodness. Look at those juicy peaches in it.
Ah,
oh,
yes,
got a little bit of the fuzz on it there. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's right, honey.
Right.
Also joining us in the studio, one of my best friends. I'm just going to call her that. I don't know that she feels the same way about
me.
She is a friend of the show, comedian Heather McDonald. She has Juicy Scoop podcast. You know her from Chelsea Lately, a ton of movies, so much more. She's one of those people who's everywhere.
Thank you.
And she's also here on Dish Nation today, so we're happy about that. Now, a little bit later in the show, another friend of Heather's, Marlon Wayans. He's dishing with Andrew Freund about his new movie, Sextuplets, and Britney Spears is a bargain shopper, just like you and me. So we're going to talk about all that. But first, Brat, what you got?
Oh, listen. Young love can be so complicated. The breakup saga between Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus continues. Just a little shy of 8 months of this marriage this past weekend, the couple announced they were separating. Mm. And of course, everybody blamed the separation on Miley because of her wild public image.
Yep.
But as usual, it might have been the man in this situation who caused the problems. Mm. Liam was the wild one, y'all.
What?
Really?
Yes, let me tell y'all. A friend of the couple is speaking out about the breakup and said, everyone always thinks Miley is problematic and immature and a hardcore partier while he's this chill surfer dude, but that's actually not accurate. Liam parties with his friends and Miley thinks he should have grown out of that by now. Another friend of Miley also claimed Liam is moody and said she's been supportive of him when things get dark, but it's tough. That's something that has weighed on Miley and their relationship. He can also lash out at her, and he hates the attention their ups and downs bring. So who's surprised to hear that Miley is not the issue here?
I'm not shocked, especially like because like you're the second most popular Hemsworth, and like your brother is always more popping than you are.
Right.
Like they even like Fat Thor more than they like.
I feel like Miley acts out. Miley does stuff. I mean, she's got a whole girlfriend. She's kissing on a yacht somewhere. What is he supposed to do? Yeah,
exactly.
He's gonna go party. Yeah, he's gonna go live his life. And now we're gonna blame him because he's living his life while she's living her life.
I feel the same way. That's why he's doing what he did. Because
exactly.
She was an open lesbian.
She identifies as queer, which means it's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, whatever.
I think the real Miley is the one that was humping the teddy bears. I think she identified as that, as just super horny, could not stop, like, humping everything. And then she was like, no, I'm going to be this cute wife with this hot guy. And after a little while, he started being like every other jerky husband. And she's like, wait a minute.
Looks like actress Deborah Messing is living up to the first half of her second name. She being messy again. Now, you remember back when she got a lot of attention for taking swipes at Susan Sarandon over, like, you know, Donald
Politics,
Trump and all that?
Yeah. Right.
Well, the claws are back out and the word on the street is this time she is actually feuding with one of her castmates, Megan Mullally.
No.
From Will and Grace.
Why?
Now, fans noticed the two ladies unfollowed each other on Instagram, which
petty.
Is usually a death blow to most relationships. Now, Megan posted a now deleted saying, one of the best feelings is finally losing your attachment to someone who isn't good for you.
Mm.
And then posting, don't ask for directions if they've never been where you're going.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So Deborah urged fans to vote for Will and Grace for the Emmys, but didn't tag Megan. And fans are now upset because they feel like this little beef that they having is the actual reason why Will and Grace is not going to continue after this 11th season.
I'm sure there's more to them not continuing.
How much time do you have as a fan
first
to go through someone's unfollow list?
I know. First off, okay.
I mean, and listen, if the cast of Dish Nation could thug it out, So that's the cast of Will and Grace.
Listen, like
Frank and I have been thugging it out for 20 years, and I hate that.
And they're making way more money than us.
It's true.
Okay, you ladies probably love Hugh Grant from all of his romantic comedies. He did Love Actually, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral, the Bridget Jones movies. But Hugh recently did an interview for Vanity Fair magazine and revealed what he thinks is his best film to date. And he said, I was presenting at the Golden Globes, and you do that thing when you walk out and they say, from the forthcoming Paddington 2, Hugh Grant. And someone showed me a Twitter afterwards, and it was, people were full of derision. Christ, has it come to that poor old Hugh, Paddington 2 sequel, to a kid's film? It's a particularly annoying, in this case, of Paddington 2, because I genuinely believe it may be the best film I've ever been in. So he's being like sarcastic.
Well, a lot of times, did any of y'all see that movie?
If I may interject, like, Paddington 2 was the only Hugh Grant movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Paddington 2 was lit. Like, Paddington gets, like, and he gets accused of a crime he didn't commit, and he ends up in prison.
Yeah. Oh, no way. That's juicy. He's really just trying to get y'all far away from thinking about him romantically because they got caught with that prostitute that time. Not the name, Divine Brown. That's what it really started.
Divine Brown was the first to have a lip kit.
Remember, she had a lipstick.
She had a lipstick.
So she got something out of that, you know?
Yeah, she was a pioneer in that field.
Take that, Kylie Jenner.
And obviously, at the time the Golden Globes came out, I mean, that was his most recent film, and he's promoting that film, Paddington 2. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, smart.
So if that was the best film he's been in, Heather, what is the best film you've been in?
Well, I was in White Chicks, which I loved. I loved White Chicks. I was a sales girl, and I helped write it, and it was based on an actual sales girl that worked on, like, the Third Street store. I was only in, like, two others besides that, so... there was not a ton to choose from. But
White Chicks is her Paddington 2.
Yes, we love it.
But what I'm really excited about, I'm going to be this weekend at the Irvine Improv. I'm taping my stand-up special, my second stand-up special. Hey. So I really want everybody to come have a great time.
Go see her in Irvine. Now, here's the thing. I've seen Heather. She doesn't give you a break. Your stomach will hurt. You will laugh. There'll be a point in the show where you're like, okay, stop for a second because I need to catch my breath. Do you have a name for your special, or do you wait till after it's all done to name
it? I'm just calling it Juicy Scoop, because that's the name of my podcast, so I'm Bethany Frankel rebranding
the whole thing. Everything's just Juicy Scoop.
My kids are named Juicy Scoop. I just keep this train going.
Juicy Scoop, get your ass in here.
Yeah, so it's a Juicy Scoop stand-up special.
Irvine.improv.com for tickets.
Check it out.
Yes.
Well, moving on, let's talk about Britney Spears. You know, Britney loves a bargain just as much as you and me, all of you in Atlanta. Now, here's the deal. According to financial documents filed in her conservatorship case, the pop singer visited Target more than 80 times in 2018. Now, a lot of you might go,
that's
crazy.
That.
That's what I was going to say, not to brag,
but
I know. I mean, 365 days in a year, I mean...
That's a couple times a week.
Walmart that much. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people think that's crazy. Maybe they think it's crazy because it's Britney and she's going to be shopping high-end, but there's no other high-end Target. Target's Target, and if you want to make it high-end, you call it Target. We all know that.
And also, when Britney's not on stage glammed up, she like looks like every broke mom just going to Target.
Yeah,
just
grabbing like, a few things.
Just like, so she's not going to get recognized. Like, right. She can just go down and...
She doesn't need a bargain. I mean, she made $80 million this year.
I know,
but that don't mean she doesn't want to save money.
There's something about Target that just puts me like such at ease.
It's
like,
therapy.
It is.
All right, so here's the deal. She spent $66,000 on household supplies last year, and these expenses were a result of all those Target trips, as well as multiple purchases at Home Depot. Brat mentioned Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Ralph's, 7-Eleven, and Amazon. Oh, I forgot about Amazon. Spend a lot. I don't think that's that crazy, and I don't have Britney's money.
I like Target sometimes because there's something about that place that just relaxes me so much that if I'm a little bit constipated, I'm like stalled too in about 5 seconds.
Right.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's her place where she's just like, woo.
Heather loves Target so much, she actually dressed like one of the employees.
Oh, wow.
Just so I can pretend like people are recognizing me.
Okay. Does anybody else be brat? You mentioned you go to Walmart a lot.
Listen, I love Walmart. I'm in Walmart almost every day.
That's me at Costco. I go to Costco so much that I don't even have to show them my card anymore when I come in.
I don't mean to brag, I'm a platinum member. That's like when you really...
Which I know about the Costco lounge.
my son only wears Kirkland jeans. Well, that's kind of, he's very label conscious.
All right, y'all. Up next, BFFs Oprah and Gail are back at it again with another episode of OG Chronicles. And we'll find out what the tea is after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Hey, ladies, the other day I had someone come up to me saying that I have great taste in my perfume and how much they love my fragrance. Well, I had to let them know that most of the credit was due to Scentbird. If it weren't for Scentbird's True Scent Quiz, I would have never tried half the perfumes that I now love, like my new DKNY and Clinique fragrances. Now, Scentbird has over 450 designer fragrances to choose from, and they deliver a 30-day supply right to your door. That's 120 sprays. That's enough to spray more than four times a day. And with LA traffic, I appreciate the perk of not having to go to the department store. And with an exclusive offer just for our viewers, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Just go to scentbird.com/dish and use my code DISH for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/dish for you to try your very first cologne or perfume. And again, it's just $7.50. So why don't you sign on and smell amazing? Scentbird.com/dish. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish.
What up, y'all?
Well, America's favorite BFFs, Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King, are back with another episode of the OG Chronicles on YouTube. And this time, ONG tried to define some of the current slang terms. So let's see how they did.
Snack. My favorite snack is barbecue potato chips.
And mine is popcorn with truffles. Okay. It's kind of like a piece of meat, but not a whole piece.
But you're saying someone really looked like you want to eat it up because it's attractive.
Okay, okay, I didn't know that.
That's good.
I didn't know that one. Okay.
Oh, I just had lunch with somebody who was a real snack.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who it is either. He was more
than a
snack.
That's a big old snack.
That was a meal. Thirst trap. Okay. Thirst is not a good thing. So if somebody, it's like they're seeking attention all the time. So if somebody's thirsty, that means they want attention, they will do anything they can to get it. So a thirst trap is not a good thing. Somebody who wants a lot of attention.
Very good, Gail. It means
voluptuous.
Curvaceous.
Curvaceous.
Yeah, I got
very
that
common
one.
In the black culture. As like, we're both thick.
We're both.
It's dope that Gail is so plugged into, like, you know, just slang the way she is. Because, like, I feel like Gail's the one who keep Oprah hip.
But she's putting the words together like, oh, thirst is someone who's thirsty. And then trap is, they're getting one attention.
Right.
You know, the way they put it together is very funny.
She would be the best lifeline partner on how to be a millionaire, who wants to be a millionaire.
Yes,
like, I would call Gail. I know I'm going to get that money.
But how about the fact that Oprah done sat up here and called somebody a meal?
A whole meal.
More than a meal.
Okay.
Part of that definition, she was like a snack. Oh, I just sat with a snack.
Okay. But she could be disrespectful. That was very disrespectful to a Stedman.
Stedman probably don't even know what a snack is.
Nah, she probably put him to sleep before she taped that.
He going somewhere to get some goldfish talking about, you want a snack back?
Right.
So Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again, y'all. She's either trying to troll or get the attention of her 15-year-old daughter, Apple Martin. So Gwyneth recently saw this viral video on Instagram of TikTok star Amy Stevens annoying her daughter. Take a look. God, this is so us at Apple Martin. Apple didn't respond, but she's constantly embarrassed by Gwyneth's antics online.
first of all, that video is epic. There's a silly mom.
It
you
is.
Know?
And I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow would probably do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she would.
Because she hang around hip people, probably still wants to be like young forever and do all the fun things.
Yeah, I bet she'd be running around the house trying to play Beyonce at Coachella Live and get Apple to sing along. Yeah. I would be like, oh.
Walk around the house like, All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Now I got something that you'll love. It's the JBL Reflect Fit Heart Rate Wireless Sports Headphones with JBL Signature Sound. Now these headphones also have heart monitor technology, which is compatible with most heart rate enabled fitness apps. Plus you can stream the pulse readings directly to your phone for data analysis and receive real time updates through the headphones with just a single touch.
Oh, what else can they do, Head Crack?
Well, these headphones are not only great for workouts, it's also the perfect partner for any moment of your active lifestyle because of its extended 10-hour battery life and integrated microphone with vibration call alert. You'll never miss a beat or a call. And they also have a secure fit ergonomic design that adapts to your movement for a distraction-free wearing experience. Combined with a sweat-proof construction, makes these headphones the perfect workout companion.
Hello, hello. How much?
Well, Brad, the JBL Reflect Fit heart rate headphones have been seen for as much as $150, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Whoa! Okay, that's a good deal.
Get excited, man. Just go to morethansave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Up next, one Marlon Wayans not enough for you? Well, you're in luck. He's playing six characters in his new movie, Sextuplets, and Andrew Foyn sits down with him to talk all about it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We sent the homie Andrew Freund a dish with Marlon Wayans and Bresha Webb about their new Netflix movie, Sextuplets, and get the inside scoop. Take a look.
My whole life, I always wondered what my birth family was like.
Open it.
My mama had six babies at the same time.
You're my brother, Russell.
Come here, bro.
This is awkward.
Oh, Stranger danger! Stranger danger!
If you were going to have sextuplets, I'm gonna give you 15 seconds, and you tell me what names the sextuplets would be. Go.
Ali Jordan, who else is a great? Marley, Malcolm, Jesus, and I would go Gandhi, but that's a weird name for a black kid. So I gotta go Malcolm.
Okay, now I have a list of situations, and you tell me who would handle these situations better, the Wayans or the sextuplets, playing spades.
I gotta give that to the sextuplets.
Why?
Because Dawn real ghetto, and if you cut her, she gonna cut you.
Who would be better at fighting the Avengers?
The Wayans.
I think sextuplets. Because you got Ant-Man and Baby Pete will take down Ant-Man. Dawn's gonna beat the hell out of Black Panther. I'm definitely, sextuplets.
Who's your favorite sextuplet and why?
That's hard.
You gotta pick one. Girl, you gotta pick one.
Dawn.
Okay.
Dawn is, she just dope. Ethan, he just reminds me of one of my crazy uncles, and Jasper with his his teeth. Oh my God, when Marlon walked on set, I could not breathe. Those daggone teeth.
Yeah.
Y'all just gotta watch the movie. It is so funny.
And then if there was like a tough mutter competition between the Wayans and the sextuplets, it was like, all y'all were going at it.
The Wayans, pretty fit family.
Okay. Is it like a total mind to jump back and forth between all of these people in your own head? Like, what, how do you kind of disassociate one from the other?
I didn't know I was crazy until I did this movie because I never slipped. I improvise always like in the character's voice. Never did I give Jasper an Ethan joke or each one of these characters. And this is, it's a gift and a curse. I didn't know I was that crazy to pull this off.
You're nuts.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Ooh, you should be over.
Now, being in all these Netflix projects, do you get free Netflix?
No, I don't. And that is a problem.
And give this woman a free Netflix account.
And give me Netflix for free.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Heather McDonald, we love you. We love when you come in. You can come in every day as far as I'm concerned. We love it. I got one more story for you. It's kind of a feel-good story. A grandfather named Sam Pratt recently found out that his cancer was in remission. So to celebrate, he gave 33 family members a free trip to Hawaii, right? Using over a million frequent flyer miles, not only was it a family reunion, but the group celebrated birthdays, anniversaries, even had a gender reveal party. Now, I think this is a feel-good story.
It is, except I can't even imagine the amount of emails and reply all and logistics that went with giving these tickets. Like, I would just be like, just come to my house. I'm going to give you like $600. Pick your own thing.
Do your own thing. I hate group things. I hate it because it's, I'm ready to go. Who are we? Wait, we're waiting on two more. Where are they? They're just leaving now.
Yeah, it's a free trip. Grandpa's flipping the bill. I think I'd be more upset that he was sick and it's in remission and he's spending all of our inheritance on this giant trip for everybody.
Right.
When we don't even like those cousins, you don't like them either.
Oh my God, that's so true. No, like if you're like the son and you're like, really? The Boston people are coming? What?
Come on, Grandpa.
What the hell? That actually happened to me. It was my friend's birthday party, and her husband threw a big, beautiful party for her, and she was so pissed. She's like, I didn't want to pay $10,000 for this party. I would have rather gone on a trip. They got divorced.
Which is proof that no good deed goes unpunished. Yeah. Somebody's going to be pissed. Oh, my God.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.